Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right.
I'm leaving that in.
There's no second try. We're going on 1, 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnansky.
I was undermodulated. Now I'm overmodulated. I don't know what's going on here, Sean. Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good morning, Mike Mutnansky. I'm wonderful. How are you today?
You sound tinny to me. This is a nice Comrex box. It works beautifully. What the hell is going on here?
I don't know. But now you sound quiet. You sounded great literally right before we started.
Yeah, but then I started yelling, and I was going in the red. Check. I guess that's a little bit better.
Well, you were fine on my end, so.
Okay, maybe my headphones are messed up. Okay, you know, but on the Comrex box they gave us for the COVID broadcasting, which I'm never giving back, by the way.
Yep, never do.
It says I was in the red when I was doing the open there.
Yeah, no, you were fine.
Modulated.
On my end, you were perfectly fine.
I have a lot of emotions today, Sean. This is the emotional edition of the BetQL Boston podcast.
Why are you so emotional, Mutt?
We'll start with the sads, okay?
Oh, boy.
This felt something missing today. Missing from my life and couldn't figure it out until about 9:45. I got no golf action. I got no DFS. I have no gamble. I have no betting. I don't have ESPN Plus on in the background with the terrible announcers. Although Reed Fowler is good. My buddy Reed Fowler of DK does some of that stuff. But week one, I already missed golf. And I admit, I did take a peek at the Live Field and say, do I want to drive down there? Do I want to park in Lancaster Park and then take the shuttle over? It's only $36. Surprise the oldest who would love to do it. So I'm feeling the sads because golf season's over, at least for now.
All right, to that degree, I understand. I too miss golf already. I would have loved to have been placing bets yesterday and preparing for another tournament. Alas, we are here. The season is over, and I am simply just awaiting football to begin.
I know we're in that football waiting pattern right now, which is it's good. We got college football
a week
tonight.
From today, Mike.
Yeah, we
a
got
a week
this.
From today.
The big game between the Bills and the Rams. Cannot wait. I'm feeling old today. If you want to go to that emotion next.
Oh, yes, let's hear that.
I grew up a gamer, Shime. I played video games every day. I loved video games from the time I was like 10 until, you know, into my 30s, or being completely honest, played a lot of Madden and Madden Ultimate Team, and just sort of gave it up because started focusing on, like, you know, horse racing and betting and stuff like that. And so you can only, when you have kids, you can fill that free time where you're not parenting and or trying to live a normal life with only a certain amount of things, and I push video games to the side. But now the kids are back into it. They want the new Madden. So we cranked up the PS4, trying to get it set up. It's stuck in rest. I used to know how to fix everything, and now I gotta go through a tutorial this morning on how to fix a PS4. I used to know how to do all this stuff, Shime. All this was good. I already replaced the hard drive last year, so it can't be the hard drive again. So you're a video game guy, so you know what it's like to be out. Well, you don't know what it's like, but when you're out of it, you just feel old because I knew everything about every game ever, and now I'm like, well, Do we upgrade to the PS5? The kids, like, their buddies are on Xbox, and now I'm in this whole video game research thing. And I got to fix the PS4 so they can play Madden, because they want the new Madden this weekend.
Oh, boy. It's a tough...
Feeling old.
It's a tough, tough go for you, my friend. I'm sorry.
And I'm feeling good because there's some excellent, excellent football this weekend. The first weekend of college football, week way, like you said. There's an excellent weekend of racing. So that'll be good. So there's a lot of emotion, Chaim. I am an emotional basket case today. I'll be honest.
You know what, Mutt? It happens to the best of us sometimes. So I understand where you're at, and I sympathize with your plight.
And some excitement on sports betting. We'll get to that in a second. Let's start with the Red Sox. I was wrong about Joe Ryan last night. He got absolutely smoked by the Red Sox. Grand slam by Xander Bogaerts. J.D. Martinez, a solo home run later in the inning. It felt like watching the team you thought you were getting all year. Big power, middle of the order. Matt Barnes gets a double play to get the save. Unfortunately, Sean, this has been few and far between for them. They win, but more games like this would have meant them playing games into well into October in the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, if only they could do that. A little too late.
A little bit too late. Yes. Rich Hill and Glenn Otto, not the pizza company, but Glenn Otto on the mound tonight. Red Sox are +110 on the run line, -1.5. Over-under is 9. It's still 110 in both over and under. You can play the Red Sox money line at -175. You play the Rangers money line at +150. The old man Rich Hill against the terrible pitcher Glenn Otto. What do you want to do today, Chris Schein, with the Red Sox and the Rangers? First of a jumbo four-game weekend series, which I believe will be sparsely attended over there at Fenway Park.
I would say very sparsely attended. I'm kind of upset. Last night, the Rangers did a really cool thing. We talked about video games already once. The Rangers did a really cool thing called Optic Gaming Night at the Rangers Park. Yep. Optic Gaming is a major esports organization. They had the owner, Hector, out there, and one of the biggest esports athletes out there, Scump. I would have loved to have seen
that. Scump was there?
Scump was there.
Wow. Oh,
yep.
My God.
Good old Scumpy was there. Running it up.
Holy
and so
shit.
I would have loved to have seen that against the Red Sox. However, we won't get that. Instead, we'll get, as you said, a sparsely attended game. I'm going to try and do what you did last night. I like Rich Hill to record a win tonight at +235.
Oh.
I think Rich Hill, he pitched tremendous in his last outing against Tampa Bay. He's been pretty good to okay in his last couple starts. Yesterday the Red Sox got the win, might have a little momentum here. So I'm going to go with Rich Hill to get a win at +235.
If you are going to the Red Sox game tonight, I don't know if you know these little toys, these Funko Pop toys.
Mm-hmm. Chaim. Oh, yeah.
They're doing a Pedro Funko Pop night tonight.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
So they're going to do just about 3,000. They're going to give away, it looks like the first 7,500 are going to get this in the ballpark tonight. It's about 3,000 or so are going to be road uniform. 3,000 or so in a Red Sox regular uniform, white home uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to have, for whatever reason, 476 gold Funko Pops of Pedro Martinez tonight.
Wow.
At the ballpark.
That's kind of cool.
I'm just looking for other promotions this weekend. People are going to go to the game. No, there's a tote bag next weekend. Kids run the bases later on. Ooh, Trevor Story bobblehead night to wrap up the season late in the year. But, yeah, it's going to be a tough sell. Red Sox and Rangers. I'm going to go with the Red Sox team total. Now, you're going to pay the price. It's -140. I don't love it. But like, I can't get past the Glenn Otto stuff. Doing the pregame work this morning, this guy just stinks, Scheim. He's just not good. And
yep.
You're telling me Xander Bogaerts is going to start heating up. You're telling me J.D. Martinez got his hips in place and he started hitting home runs. Like, the Red Sox are going to score 5 runs.
Yeah,
and
agreed.
So I don't love it as a standalone. I suggest that if you're going to use this, be prepared to lay the 140. And I wouldn't be shocked if between now and game time tonight that goes up a little bit. I've noticed that as the day goes on, some of the games that we talk about, things that we like, not because of us, because people start to look at them later in the day, they start to get priced up a little bit. So I would find something to pair that with personally. I'll probably use it as a one-off as part of the show tonight. I don't love the juice, but it's a standout shine because Glenn Otto has got an awful ERA. He's got an awful record this year. Teams have hit him really beginning to end. And given the offensive effort last night, maybe some signs of life from the Red Sox offense. So
yeah,
I'm going to be against Glenn Otto on the Red Sox team total of 4.5.
If you do want to pair it with something, as we said, Xander Bogaerts is finally kind of starting to get hot here. He's been really good as of late. His total bases number is only over 1.5, and you're getting it at +105. So you still get at least a little bit of value there. So if you did want a same game parlay, that pair that team total with something, I don't hate the Xander Bogaerts over on total basis.
Yeah, I did look at some of the Red Sox hit him at a 400 clip. They're not a lot of at bats, but they're 6-for-15. Like Bobby Dalbec's 2-for-2, Xander one. Like they just is the guy they hit.
They and mash
both,
him, yeah.
Both Devers and Martinez have home runs. In fact, Martinez only seen this guy once in his career has a home run. What do they have for a total basis on JD Martinez tonight?
JD Martinez over 1.5 for +120.
Yeah, I mean he's a guy that when he finally, I mean. He has been just powerless. Last night, 11th home run of the year for JD Martinez. He says it's his hips. I wonder if he's battling some sort of back issue. But if he's able to go deep in Minnesota, he gets home against the pitcher he's hit a home run against before. Again, super minuscule sample size, 1-for-1. But boy, that's a good idea, Scheim. And I'll probably do that as part of some same game parlay stuff tonight for the Red Sox. But I think the Red Sox offense is something to bet on. You can build off the team run total, but Scheim just told you there are also some props you can lay here with this. Meanwhile, it's excitement about sports betting here in Massachusetts. Today at about, 8:30 this morning, this list came out. The list of the 42 entities, Scheim, that they filed the intent with the state of Massachusetts to go for a sports betting license here in state. So we had 42 companies file with the state this morning.
Yep.
They call it notices of intent. Basically, these are people who are saying we would like to operate sports betting in the Commonwealth. A deadline was yesterday, so they released the list today, and it's everyone who you might think. It's, you know, Caesars, Bally's, BetMGM, et cetera, et cetera. And apparently they were using this to gauge, reading from, and it's a great story, by Robert Linehan this morning on sportsbettingdime.com. He's done a great job of following this here in state. They wanted to use the notices as a tool to gauge interest in sports betting, to which I would say, hey, morons, what do you think's going to happen? Of course people want to bet sports.
What do we need to gauge?
So they have to pare down from this, and let's assume they all apply. These are 42 potential applicants. There are only 15 online sports betting licenses, okay? And as he points out, the untethered ones are going to be a hot commodity because most of the casinos already have a partnership with operators. Like Encore has WynnBET, MGM Springfield has BetMGM, and Plainridge is going to have Barstool Sports. Now, these casinos can have up to two, but I'm not sure they're going to want to do that because the cannibalization of it. So it's not a lock that they will do it. So it basically leaves because those can have two each. Then Raynham Park and Suffolk Downs, who don't have partners yet, they can both have one each. So that already chews up from the casinos 2, 4, 6, and then another additional 7, 8, which is going to leave, of the 15 available, 7 untethered. So basically, there's going to be a battle for these 7 untethered. But this is good for us because it's showing them, yep, we want to use our full 15 licenses, which, again, going back to something we talked about a couple weeks ago, the promos and offers out of the gate, and then the line shopping once we get to sports betting, it's going to be massive here in the Bay State, Scheim. Like, I love the great state of New Hampshire, love Rhode Island, love Connecticut, but you have between those three states a total of 4 potential operators: DK in New Hampshire, Sportsbet RI in Rhode Island, and DK and FanDuel in Connecticut. We're talking 15 in the state of Massachusetts.
Smoke. That's going to be insane. I mean, for us, the gambler, like, that is a remarkably high number. I'm thrilled.
Yeah. And I like this little line from Linehan, because he speaks like we do. He's talking about the operators who did not submit notice can still submit a sports betting application. Who cares about that? Offers to new users, like Barstool Sports promos, will be likely some of the best in the industry. Like, because of the competition. So, yep. I had not thought about this. Like, so you don't get great promo offers in New Hampshire, really, for anything. Like, they don't do any, like, unfortunately, because there's no competition. You want to bet New Hampshire, betting with them, so DK knows they got you over barrel. They're not going crazy. When you were in Connecticut, maybe you noticed this, but there were a bunch of different promo offers.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're trying to get you to bet with them versus FanDuel, FanDuel versus DK. So then multiply that by 7.5. Go from 2 to 15, Scheim. And
holy,
think of the offers you're going to get to sign up with these books.
It's going to be wild. Yeah, they are going to be offering us promos every single weekend. Like, every weekend. It's going to be awesome.
The sign-up promos are going to be ridiculous.
Oh, those are going to be nuts.
It's going to be massive. The next meeting is September 8th. So the next meeting publicly is a week from today. So we'll get more, hopefully, information on timeline, applications, etc. You should be excited if you're a sports bettor. And again, go back and I forget which episode it was. You can find it in our scroll there. We talked about sort of the advice of starting to put some money away so that you can have at least like, you want $50 to sign up with. Like, I'm sure it's going to be like, deposit 50, bet 50, whatever, and get X amount of massive, promo return. Start to put that money away now, mm-hmm. like a vacation club,
yes,
so
sir.
You can take advantage of all these 15 Chime sign-up bonuses, which are essentially going to be free money for sports bettors here in the state.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Pumped about that. Anything else for you today, Chris Scheim, as we are now a week away from the NFL?
Did you see the new Russell Wilson contract?
I did not see the new Russell Wilson contract.
Oh, Russell Wilson got a 5-year extension worth, I believe it was like $265 million today from the Denver Broncos, tying him to Denver until he turns 40 years old.
Wow. I don't hate it. He's an elite quarterback. I'm able to take a step backwards a little bit going from what he had with DK and Lockett to this, but I mean.
And now you are seeing not just Kyler Murray, not just Deshaun Watson, but now Russell Wilson, and now Lamar Jackson is currently sitting waiting, just rubbing his hands because he knows that if he does play here prior to getting a new contract and lights up the NFL, he could walk away with a ridiculous amount of money. Like he might just rake in cash.
I mean, he's got to be outside of the Russell Wilson family and the money they made today, the second most excited guy is Lamar Jackson.
Has to be.
Like, he's a legit MVP candidate. He's still 20-1.
He won the MVP, not just a candidate.
No. This
year, yeah.
I think he's an MVP candidate this year, Sean.
Oh, 100%. He's my pick to win the MVP.
He's 22-1, somewhere on there. The price has come down the last couple of weeks. People are like, wait a second. If they're healthy again this year and they run that Lamar offense, he's going to absolutely smash, both running the football and throwing it to my guy Mark Andrews.
Yep.
Boy, that's good for Lamar. That is good for Lamar. And again, this is something I'm going to tie back to the Patriots and get over with the Patriots. They didn't want to pay Tom Brady. Now, every team in the NFL is paying their elite quarterback. They didn't want to pay the best quarterback of all time.
So speaking of the best quarterback of all time, I have a crazy stat from one Warren Sharp. The 10 largest value The 10 largest total value contracts in NFL history.
Yep.
Mahomes, Allen, Wilson, Murray, Watson, Prescott/Stafford, Watson, Rodgers, Ryan. That would be the top 10. Do you know where Tom Brady's largest total value contract ranks in NFL history?
Tell me.
143rd at $72
really?
Million. Dollars.
Wow.
That is the largest contract Tom Brady has ever had. Now, when you're talking about guaranteed money, Tom Brady comes in right around 28th because he had $50 million guaranteed on a contract. So it's wild to me that all these guys are just getting paid and Tom Brady continues to just be like, yeah, just make sure my money's guaranteed and we'll be fine.
It's so wild. Like, you think about it now, there's at least a comp at some level to the Xander Bogaerts stuff, where the Red Sox took advantage of Brady. The Red Sox took advantage of Bogaerts during this 3 or 4 year window where he was vastly underpaid, and now he's going to walk away and make a ton of money. Brady did the same thing.
Yep.
Essentially, Brady did the same thing. You guys dicked me around on contracts for years. And yes, he got paid a pretty penny, but I know inflation in the NFL, year after year, the new record, the records in quarterback spending are going to keep going up and up and up. And so it's going to make these guys like Rodgers down, Rodgers and Brady, a couple of years from now, look silly how much little money they made versus guys playing now. But that's what the Patriots did, Chime. They didn't want to pay him. Bill didn't want to pay him. Kraft didn't want to pay him for whatever reason. He said, screw you guys. I'm out of here. I just want the Drew Brees deal. They wouldn't give him the 2-year, $50 million Drew Brees.
It makes no sense to me. I look at this list. Deshaun Watson's on this list twice. Deshaun Watson he's won, what, one playoff game? And he's on this list twice. Tom Brady doesn't even come close to the top 10. Like, it baffles my mind to see some of these numbers and then what he has decided to get paid over his entire career.
It's so simple but so true right now. And you can hate it, but it's the reality of it.
Yep, 100%.
If you don't have the quarterback, you don't matter in the NFL. Go back to the Patriots 2 years ago with Cam Newton, a complete non-factor, 7-9, no one paid attention. Then last year, they got some life, they got Mac, they're a playoff team, and they were interesting again. If you don't have that quarterback in that offense, sorry, Bill, you're not at the top of the NFL, which I think they'll find out this year, because I do not believe the Patriots will have a top 10 offense in the NFL. Maybe you do, Shime. I do not believe.
No, they will not. I can firmly say they will not have a top 10 offense this year. God, we interviewed Devin McCourty earlier today on the Greg Hill Show. Greg throwing me right under the bus. He introduced me as a known Mac Jones hater. And then after I asked my question to Devin and he answered, Greg pointed out that I have them at 6 wins this year. And I bet Devin really appreciated that.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's no one better in radio than having other people ask the tough questions than Greg Hill. I mean, nobody. Whether it's a texter, a tweeter, somebody else not named Greg, no one else gets thrown under the bus. So good job by you, Sean, because
you are speaking
for a large portion of Patriot fans. Not everybody. Nope. There are people that believe they are standing by with their favorite
standing
Belichick
pat.
Hoodie. And they are saying, in Bill we trust. Andy Hart and the rest of them are saying, Bill's still the best. He can't do any wrong. Patricia and Judge will figure it out. You guys all suck. So there are plenty of people there, but I think there are more people that are very much wondering, what the hell is this going to look like, and how are they going to put together wins against this schedule with this offense and this offensive line?
Yeah, it's going to be a journey for them, because if you start slow, everybody's like, oh, you got to wait until week 5 or 6 to see what this team is. I go, yeah, but by then they could be 1-5. Like, you could be 0-4
really
facing off against the 0-4 Lions in week 5. That is a reality. And if that's the case, well, then you're toast, because even that cream puff middle of the schedule, even if you win those 4 games or 5 games, whatever, and then you hit the back half of that schedule after the bye week, oh, baby, you are in for a ride.
All right, let's plan on tomorrow on this very podcast. We'll hit the Red Sox very quickly. Then we'll do our divisional dive on the AFC.
Yes.
Let's jump right into the division tomorrow. It's a football Friday.
Perfect.
Let's spend a lot of time on the division, who we like, who we don't like, different award winner potentials. Full AFC East breakdown tomorrow on the podcast. Apple Podcast, Spotify, on the Odyssey app. BetQL, Boston, Chris Scheim. It is a beautiful day, September 1st. Were you the one that said yesterday? Best month of the year?
Yeah, I said it this morning on the Greg Hill Show as well. This is the best. September is the best month of the year. It is warm enough where it's not quite fall, but it's still kind of summer-y, but not quite. And I can go out for a walk with the dog, and I'm not going to sweat my bananas off. But it's also the start of football season, which is the best time of the year.
And I don't disagree. And it's a beautiful day today. I'm curious, will you be golfing on this beautiful Thursday?
No, not today. Oh. My girlfriend had to go to the office today, was required to go into the office for work.
That's the
so
worst.
I got to go home, take care of the pup, do some things around the house, cook up some dinner. But it's fine. It ain't no biggie. I got like 2 or 3 tee times this weekend. So,
one final note for the people out there. If you think you're locked into your fantasy draft, we have ours on Labor Day Monday like many people do. My son has been doing mock drafts on NFL.com, like showing me his draft afterwards. He had his first, like, quote-unquote real draft last night where he joined a league with these random people and drafted.
Attaboy.
And I'm looking through his roster. Like, boy, you got this is a lot of skill guys, buddy. This is really good. And then I'm like, what? Where's your kicker in defense? He didn't draft the kicker.
I like that. That's a good strategy. I've done that before.
He said, I listen. Dad, a guy on YouTube said, just pick up the best options for week one. He said, just wait till we clear waivers and then look at the best matchups. He said, they want me to stream my kicker defense. It's called streaming, buddy.
Yep, good for him.
So he's no kicker, no defense.
I also had a fantasy draft last night. Felt really good about it. I was in the
How'd you do?
I'm good. I did great. I am in the Gresham Keefe Fantasy League. Little plug for them. We did it last year. I am in it this year as well.
What pick did you have?
I had the 11th pick.
Is it a 12-team league?
Yes.
Tough spot. That is a tough spot. Was Travis Kelce still there?
He was. I did not pick him.
Okay.
I ended up with Kyle Pitts, though. So I went Mixon, and then on the turn went Aaron Jones. I'm a big
double running back.
Yes.
Holy moly.
I'm a big believer in Aaron Jones. After doing my first draft, I recognized that unless you're getting Devontae, Justin Jefferson, or Cooper Kupp, I don't really want any of the other early wide receivers. I would rather just wait.
Okay. And, did you really not say Ja'Marr Chase or Steph Diggs there?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Wow. Okay.
I believe the Bengals will have at least passing offense, have a bit of a regression year. I'm not fully convinced that Steph Diggs will take off like he did 2 years ago again this year. Like, he'll be good, but not worth my first round pick. I'd rather go running back. I feel like the amount of good receivers there are in the middle rounds far outweighs the amount of running backs that you can get in the middle rounds. So hence why I went two big running backs off the bat. And then I went Kyle Pitts, Lamar Jackson, because for some reason quarterbacks started going off the board. I'm like, I'm not going to be left without a quarterback here. So I made sure to grab my guy, Lamar, possible MVP candidate, which I love. Then I also finally grabbed a receiver. I grabbed Juju as my first receiver. I also have DK Metcalf. Currently in my flex spot, I got Cordarrelle Patterson. Got the Bucs D and Tyler Bass, as your son said.
Your first receiver was Juju?
Yep.
Okay, that's a wild approach.
It's like the zero wide receiver approach, right?
The rest of the country is going zero RB, and you're going zero wide receiver. You said a lot of things I'm shocked at over the years about food and drinks, and this is a wild one for you.
And
this is a wild one for you.
And yet my receivers are still number one receivers. Granted, DK Metcalf, the number one on Seattle, who might stink, but even still, DK played well last year with Geno, so I'm not entirely worried. Somebody has to catch passes over there, so I'm going to go, I like DK. And then Juju is the number one receiver outside of Travis Kelce, I guess technically, the number one actual wide receiver on the Kansas City effing Chiefs. Like, it's Patrick Mahomes. Like, so in my mind, I'm like, if I'm going zero receiver, like, this is great.
You're also on board with me with Sky Moore for Rookie of the Year.
Yes, I also really like Sky Moore.
We both like Sky Moore, so you tell me he's the number one. Sky Moore's going to have 50-plus catches this year.
Yeah, but the Chiefs pass more than any other team in football, so that's fine. You three receiving. I mean, Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill have had top 10 fantasy seasons together multiple times now over the last couple years. Why can't Juju, Sky Moore, and Travis Kelce all be really good this year? And also, Travis Kelsey's aging, so I'm not as high on Travis Kelce as others. Anyways, I grabbed A.J. Dillon, who is a playable running back and also the handcuff to Aaron Jones.
Yep.
Then I went Chase Claypool, solid receiving option as well.
Yep, Chase, big play receiver.
And then I took some shots. I have Alexander Mattison. You know, he's getting shopped around in possible trades. He could be the number one running back
somewhere else. Look at how many you're in love with running backs.
Yeah, I am.
And
if not, he's the best handcuff in football, in my opinion. Then I took an absolute shot in the dark here. I went Wandale Robinson for the New York Giants. here's the thing. All of their receivers are injured. Kenny Golladay is washed, and every other receiver is injured, and they're going to trade away Darius Slayton, which makes Wandale Robinson the number one receiver on the New York Giants.
And no Romeo Dubs? Where's Romeo?
Romeo
your squad? Let's go.
John sniped Romeo from me, unfortunately. I got Romeo in a different league. Then I also went Kenneth Gainwell, needed another running back. I went with Jalen Tolbert, who, at least for the first 4 weeks of the season, will be the number two receiver in Dallas. Dallas scored the most points in the NFL last year, so I actually really like that pickup, because if he plays well in the first 4 weeks, there's a chance he just takes over the number two spot and Gallup can come back in week 7 or 8 and not have it. And then Zay Jones was my last pick. On the off chance that they decided to pay a ton of money to Christian Kirk and Zay Jones, and so because they paid them money, they're going to throw them the football with Doug Peterson in charge.
All right. Who had the best draft, do you think? Well, you probably think you had the best draft.
Well, yeah, I haven't looked at all of the teams.
Lamar and Pitts, a nice little combo there. I just think you were too running back heavy. I would have split up running back receiver, but that is just me, Christian.
Yeah, so it's tough, because like at the end of the first round, I could have gone Steph Diggs with my first pick there at the end of the first round, but then I don't get Mixon, who I'm really high on, because I believe John went Diggs Saquon on the turn at 12 right after me.
That's not bad.
Yeah,
that's a nice little one too.
But like outside of Diggs, I didn't love the other receivers still on the board at the time, so I was fine with where I went.
Yeah, it's a fun gamble, something to keep an eye on. You have enough running back depth where if you have to, you can probably trade running back for wide receiver during the year. Yep. I may have a transaction that may change your take. You've been staunchly locked in on Patriots under 8.5 wins.
Yep.
The team just announced they signed Lynn Bowden Jr.
Oh, snap!
Lynn Bowden Jr., former third-round pick, 2020 of the Raiders.
Cut by the
Dolphins.
Raiders.
A little frisky there in Miami.
Cut by the Dolphins.
Does this change your take on 8.5 wins?
No. I am firmly still on 8.5. Under.
All right. Subscribe to the pod where you get full breakdowns of one of the co-host fantasy drafts. And we do get to do, because I'll have one Monday, so we're doing this Tuesday.
Yes,
for
sir.
A big draft we have. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey app, BetQL Boston on Twitter. Enjoy September 1st, Chris Schein. We'll talk tomorrow morning for an AFC East preview. Thank you, buddy.
Sounds good, Mike. Can't wait.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.